My dear sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, an interesting old story tells of the colt that carried Jesus on Palm Sunday. The colt thought that the reception was organized to honor him. I am a unique donkey, this excited animal might have thought. When he asked his mother if he could walk down the same street alone the next day and be honored again, his mother said, "No, you are nothing without him who was riding you." 5 days later, the colt saw a huge crowd of people in the street. It was Good Friday, and the soldiers were taking Jesus to Calvary. The colt could not resist the temptation of another royal reception. Ignoring the warning of his mother, he ran to the street, but he had to flee for his life as soldiers chased him and people stoned him. Thus, the colt finally learned the lesson that he was only a poor donkey without Jesus to ride on him. My dear friends, the church celebrates the sixth Sunday of Lent as both Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday. We see a contrast in today's liturgy between the wonderful triumphant sign of the palms and the shocking sign of the cross. Why do we celebrate Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem and the Passion together on this Palm Sunday? Why don't we wait until Good Friday to read the story of the Passion? We celebrate Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem and his Passion together on Palm Sunday because these events are closely connected and hold deep significance in our faith. It will help us in the very beginning of the Holy Week to bring home the deepest meaning of the entire Paschal mystery of the Holy Week. It reminds us that amidst suffering and death, there is victory. Palm Sunday marks Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, where he was welcomed by crowd, waving palm branches and shouting, "Hosanna." This event symbolizes Jesus' kingship and the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. However, this triumph is quickly followed by the commemoration of his Passion, encompassing his suffering, crucifixion, and death. The church combines these two events on Palm Sunday to emphasize the connection between Jesus' triumphal entry and his ultimate sacrifice for our salvation. By celebrating both events together, we are reminded that Jesus' entry into Jerusalem was not earthly power and glory, but about humble service and sacrificial love. Jesus knew that his entry into Jerusalem would ultimately lead to his crucifixion and death. He willingly embraced this path because it was the will of the Father and the means by which he would offer himself as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus died for our sins. Palm Sunday serves as a powerful reminder of the paradox of Jesus' mission. He entered Jerusalem as a king, but his kingship was not rooted in worldly power and domination. Instead, his kingship was defined by love, mercy, and self-sacrifice. His triumph was not in earthly success, but in the redemption and salvation he accomplished through his passion and death. May our celebration of Palm Sunday and the Passion deepen our understanding of Jesus' love and inspire us to follow him more closely on the path of the discipleship and self-giving.